וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמר, שלח לך אנשים ויסעו את ארץ כנען אשר אני מוישה לבני ישראל. זה פרשה של מרגלים. חומש דבורים אז בוא דם מוישה רבינו the beginning of חומש דבורים gives to יחייך את כלל ישראל to all of the avers that they did and מוישה tells them ואתו אמרו נשלחו אנושים לפנינו וישיבו איסנו דובו I'm sorry נשלחו אנושים ויסורו לנו את האורץ וישיבו איסנו דובו and his people came back ויאמרו טויבו האורץ מאוד מאוד ולא יביסם לארץ Moshe tells them you wanted מרגלים I sent מרגלים they came back they said it's good and he didn't want to go they said that it's good We have a whole parasha that said that it's bad. Moshe is telling Klal Yisrael off. I told you, you wanted Meraglim, we sent Meraglim, they said it's good, and you didn't want to go. Like Rashi, they said that it's bad. So Rashi, Vayeshiva Yisrael Dovo, Toiva Oretz, Yeshua Vekolev. Yeshua Vekolev said that it's good. Like the Ramban, what kind of time is it? They sent 12 people, 10 said that it's bad, 2 said that it's good, so they didn't want to go. You want to tell them Hashem said that it's good, you had to go, yell on them. Hashem said that it's good, you had to go. Oh, but don't come to Klal Yisrael, listen, I said Meraglim, they came back, they said it's good, you didn't want to go. 10 said it's bad, 2 didn't say that it's bad, so we followed them. So he wants a gewaltig gewalt from Avraham Shmulevitz. Ramban is chulik, the Ramban has a different shot, I'm not on dvorim for that. Zokta hazeh. Klal Yisrael. The Meraglim came back. 10 said that it's bad, 2 said that it's good. What Klal Yisrael wanted to do to the 2 that said that it's bad, that it said that it's good? They wanted to kill them with stones. 10 said that it's bad, 2 said that it's good. Why want to stone them? The 2 said that it's good, they say it's bad, we're not going. Again, it's good. You say it's good. We don't want to follow you. The vice is they knew that these two are saying the truth. Sometimes a guy makes epis. You get upset with him. Why are you getting upset with him? Because he's telling you the truth. If he's not telling you the truth, you don't mind. He's stechting you in the right place. So you can't stand it. So you tell him, they said it's good. They said it's good. You got upset with them. That's what Kol Pasuk says. They said it's good. These two that you wanted to kill, Avdam Retman, the other 10 that you didn't care about, these two said that it's good. So don't tell me you didn't know that it's good. And the Pasuk brings down, Vayishlach Oysom, Mimid Ba'apon, Kulam Anoshim, Ve'eile Shmoysom, Lemater Reuven, Shamua Ben Zakur, Lemater Shimon, Shofat Ben Choir, Lemater Yehudo, Kolet Ben Yefune, Lemater Yisocho, Yigo Ben Yosef, למטה אפרים, משה בנו, למטה בניומין פלטי בן רוב, למטה יוסף, למטה מנשה, גדי בן סוסי. So the question is, why למטה אפרים, משה בנו? למטה יוסף, למטה מנשה, גדי בן סוסי. Why מנשה gets the title, למטה יוסף, למטה מנשה, גדי בן סוסי? And by אפרים, למטה אפרים, משה בנו. It doesn't say, למטה יוסף, למטה אפרים, משה בנו. Menashe and Ephraim were brothers. Both of them are kids of Yosef. Or by both of them write, Lemate Yosef, Lemate Ephraim, Moshe Abinun, Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. Or by Noah. So the Ramban, already in the beginning, in Chumash Dvorim, in Parashas Bamidbar, says that why in Mate Menashe it says, Lemate Menashe, Lemate Yosef, Lemate Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. And Mate Ephraim, it doesn't say Lemate Yosef. It says because Yosef was Moitzi Diba Sachim Ro al Avir. And Menashe was Moitzi Diba Sa'oretz. And Yeshua ben Nun from Mata Ephraim was not Moitzi Dibas Haaretz. So but Dibas Haaretz was Miyachas to Yosef, not Miyachas. So Ben Menashe was Miyachas to Yosef, who Moitzi Dibo, he Moitzi Dibo. But she meant in Yeshua ben Nun that was not Moitzi Dibo, so we're not Miyachas. So we're not Miyachas. I heard from Rabbi Baruch Finkel, the Givaldi Givot. He says that Lemaise was two parts. Yosef has Menashe and Ephraim. Sometimes they considered two Shvotim, sometimes they considered one Shevet. He says like this. Legabi Shar Dvorim, they considered one Shevet, Shevet Yosef. Legabi what they were considered two Shvotim, to Chalukas Saoretz, to Dgolim, to Chalukas Saoretz. B'meile says like this. So Ephraim was considered separate from Chalukas Haaretz. The Shaar Dvorim, they were considered one. The Moshe, Ephraim and Menashe had more brothers. The Pasuk says that all the other brothers are called by the name of Yosef. All the other brothers. Yosef had a lot of kids. So Yaakov told him, Ephraim and Menashe, and the rest, they go into Menashe. So the Mata Yosef included everyone. Mata Ephraim was Shevet Ephraim that they got a separate chelik l'nachal. So Mele Mata Yosef includes everyone, including Menashe. Ephraim was separate from Nachal. So it says in the end of the Psukim, see how much time we'll get to it, they come back and there's a difference. Everyone says we could fight, we could fight, we could fight. So the Seder of Psukim is like this. They come back to Eretz Yisrael. Then right them say, "Lenucha la'alu is kichozuku mimenu." Kichozuku mimenu. So they come back, and Yeshua v'kolov say, Toivo oretz meoid meoid. The Meraglim say, no, it's not good. As Meraglim dear, as Anokim dear, we can't fight. Vayomer kolev, oloi naale, v'yorashnu oiso, v'yochalnu lo. So when you see the psukim, it's a mod nezach. When it goes on Eretz Yisrael, Kolev and Yeshua, both of them say, Toivo oretz meoid meoid. Then when the Meraglim say, but it's hard to go on to fight, Kolev says, don't worry, we'll manage to fight. וילכו ויהוהל מוישה ולכל ישראל וישיבו ישם דובו ויסבו בונו לאורץ אפס כי עם העוז הזה המון הגי שבער ויעס כל הבשרום אולו אינה עלה ויורשנו ישראל כי יכול נוכלנו לאוני כל הבטוקס ואנושים אשר עולים אולי נוח על הארץ ויוציאו די בסעורץ ואילנו על מוישה וישוע בן נון וכל הבן יפונה ונטורים אומרו אל כל דז ישראל לאורץ אשר עברנו איסו טויבו אורץ מאוד מאוד. In the beginning when they say you can't go up, כי זה היה אסכולה וסרום, והיום אולי נעלה ויורשנו איסו. ואנושים אשרים אמרו לא נעלה. And then Yeshua וקולה, both of them say טויבו אורץ מאוד מאוד. So you will see over Shabbos the parasha is very schwer. Why in the beginning only Kolev is the one that is standing up? In the beginning is only Kolev. And then it's Yeshua and Kolev. So Balabatish, the pshat is that Yeshua, everyone knew that he's in Moshe's Rabbeinu's side. So he couldn't get the Olam quiet to listen. So only if I ask Kolev, Kolev, the Olam thought that he's in the wrong side. Mashiachim, when the war was clear, everyone was fighting already, so they said no. So then Yeshua said, I hold like Kolev. Abba Balibor says no. For the Milchama, Kolev was the only one that Mata Yehuda. Yehuda went to be a meragel for the Milchama. Yeshua never went for the Milchama. For the Milchama, God even Susi is going. Yeshua is only going for the chelik of Menachem and Eretz Yisrael al Shevet Ephraim. Al Stoiv Ha'oretz Moed Moed, he's a Meragel. But he's not a Meragel for the war. For the war, only Mati Yosef was the Meragel. So Kolev, that was Meragel Mitzad Shevet Yehuda, he said we could fight the war. Yeshua doesn't check the war. The Pasuk is Mamshech and he says, so the Meraglim go, Vayikra Moshe Benun, Lehoshea Benun Yehoshua. So all the Mephoshim speak out why Dafka Yehoshua Benun gets a Yud. It's 12 Meraglim go, everyone needs help, and Moshe Rabbeinu chooses Yehoshua, Vayikra Lehoshea Benun Yehoshua. Some say Mechiyuv Arav to take care of his Talmidim. So we made it, the Rebbe is mechuyev to be doig. Talmud misses, you have to yell on him, why he missed Shir, why he missed the Seder. I mean, it's the tafkid of the Rebbe, it's not the pshat. A Rebbe that doesn't do it is Nishken Rebbe. I mean, even if he knows how to be a Talmud Chochem. I don't tell people what to do. Nishken Rebbe, it's something else, it's a Talmud Chochem. But Rebbe is the one that takes care of his Talmidim. Yeah, but it's not so Pashas, because Pashas Moshe Rabbeinu was the Rebbe of Gantz Klal Yisrael. Well, you're right that Yeshua was dead Talmid. Yeah. It could be. Dead Talmid. Dead Daige. Kishtaken of the Talmid, the Mechayim of the Rebbe is more. This is one pshat that Mephoshim say. But the Targum says, Kichozan Vilsinusa the Yeshua. Vali Sada Novev Yeshua. So he gave him an extra yud. So state that the Anov of Yeshua could have been to go against him. And because of that, Moshe Rabbeinu had to add a yud. The Shaila, what is the shaychus that Moshe Rabbeinu is an Anov? What is the shaychus? So it's a lot of pshatim. I want to say one pshat. Sefer Kiles Yitzchok brings down. Chazal say, and we'll see in a second, Chavetz Chaim, the Chet of the Meraglim, this is one of the hardest parshas, Kulam Anoshim, Gdoyle Yisrael, they go, and we have the Chet of the Meraglim. But Chazal say that the Meraglim had a Negiyah. They didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? They were Nesim. And they knew when you come to Eretz Yisrael, they will stop to be Nesim. Why they will stop to be in the steam. There's a lot of Hesberim. Maybe the system will be different. That everyone will be no more Masa Machmas. So we made a spoke Lashon Hara. In a second we'll explain it. Avada, they didn't mean to be bad. But while they had a Negiah, they saw it in their eyes. This is what Chavetz Chaim explains. When a person wants something, he sees it the way he wants to see it. But Yeshua ben Nun, Nechura didn't have Negias. Why? Moshe meis, Yeshua machnis. Yeshua has the Negias the opposite. To go in to be the king. This is the reason Klal Yisrael, and again, another answer why Yeshua was not the first one to scream, because they would say, Yeshua, for sure you want to go there. Everyone knew Moshe meis, Yeshua machnis. So for Moshe, Yeshua says it's Kedai to go. Sure, it's good to go. So the reason he first let call it. So Lechura, he has an agir. The Torah says, but Yeshua doesn't want that the Rebbe be nifter. Yeshua prefers to stay in the midbar, to stay under Moshe Rabbeinu. Where we see it, when Eldad the Maidah came to say, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnis, came to Moshe Kulden. Adonai Moshe Kloem. Adonai Moshe, I don't want this Nevuah to happen, stop it. Because Yeshua is our Lord of Vilnish. So Lechura is very shvah. So no one wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim don't want because they want to stay with their position. Yeshua because he doesn't want to become the Nasi. So Lechura, the Kash is again, so everyone is even. So why Yeshua gets in the name? Everyone has an agiyah to see bad. Yeshua wants to see bad because he wants to stay, he doesn't want to be the Malik. They have an agiyah from COVID. I would think what agiyah is worse? Pashtus. COVID, right? COVID. Zog de Kiles Yitzchok. two tools. One, I'll say, Lamdash Ateretz, and one, Musadik Ateretz. Start with the Lamdash Ateretz. Says, you're right, everyone has Negias. So when they will come back to Eretz Yisrael, and they will say, not to go back. So all the Meragmin will say, yeah, we know why you don't want to go. You don't want to go because you lose your position, big deal. So be easy to break them down. But Yehoshua will say, it's not Kedai to go, what everyone will say. Look, he could be the king and he doesn't want to go. For his place, it's really dangerous. So from Yehoshua, he was scared. From the Negiah of everyone else, no. Fakat, if there will be Nichshol, everyone chab that they had a Negiah. But no one chab that Moshe, Yehoshua's Negiah is reverse, yeah? So they will think that why Yehoshua wants not to go in. Vice versa, it's bad. But Reb Chatzke Levenstein said a gewaltige Wort. He said, Negiah of COVID is very easy to fight. You fight it. Negiah from Lashem Shomayim is the worst. Yeshua has a Negiah Lashem Shomayim that it's not Kedai that Moshe Rabbeinu will die. He's Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Kedai. Such a Negiah is so dangerous, more from everything else. It says, Il mole meroy shel malchus, ish esre'e yuchayim blo. So you can see it, the machlek is Hashem Shomayim. There is no meroy shel malchus, ish esre'e yuchayim blo. Yeshua, Lashem Shomayim, will not want to go to Eretz Yisrael. That is very dangerous. Ve'ikro Moshe lo Yishea binun Yehoshua. So the Stipler brings down, what is binun? What is chirik? Yeshua ben nun. Why is it called binun? So the Stipler, Alamo would say, Givaldik Avot. He would say, from where the Yud of Yeshua came? What? From Sarai. Hashem took the Yud from Sarai, gave it to Yeshua. The Yud in Sarai is no Nikud. So, if you want to put it in the beginning of Yeshua, you put it in the Yud, but where you get the Shvah? It's not that. The Torah says, they went to the Segol of the Ben, and they took two dots from the Segol of the Ben, and they put it under the Yud. Became Yeshua. So the Ben now is left with a Chirik. Then it's called Vayikro lo Yishea Binun, Binun Yehoshua. They took, it's a bit serious because it's a different place, but I say this type of Gizok. Now the Segel from the Ben went to the Yud, we took a Shvur out of the Segel, and we left with a Chirik, Vayikro lo Yishea Binun Yehoshua. Brings down that the Rebbe Herschel was a Shiloh once in the Shul. The shul was too small, so they made a renovation. They added a couple, they pushed off the wall, and they added a couple benches. So it was a big machlekes, who will get the new benches? The people that sat in the first rows, timed it. Now, if the shul added rows, we go to the first rows. The back rows, these will be considered the new rows. There, the shul could put the new members. But we already have a chazok, and we pay. The shul said, you pay for this bench. This bench is yours. We build here a bench, Mechates. So the Rebbe Rebbe Elshav arrived from our parsha. They took the Yud, they put it in Yeshua. Now the Hay became second. You see that when you add, I say the Rebbe Rebbe Elshav arrived. Now the Hay stays, if you add a letter, the new letter gets the permission to be first. And the second, if one was first, שהולך להשתתח על קברי אובס. ויבואו על נחל אשקול, ויחרסו משום זמוירו, ואשקל הנובים ויסעו במוית. למוק הם אמרו כל הנחל אשקול, עד הדויס האשקול, אשר כוסו משום בני ישראל. לגוין צז, ויבואו על נחל אשקול, ויחרסו משום זמוירו, ואשקל הנובים. ויקרו למוק הם אמרו נחל אשקול, על שם הדויס האשקול. So how is ויבואו על נחל אשקול? ויקרו משם אשכול, ויקרו למוקם ההוא נחל אשכול, השם האשכול. So how they came to Nachal Eshkol? If the place is called Nachal Eshkol, Hashem HaEshkol, how about Yavoyu Nachal Eshkol? Hashem HaOsid. So the Gaon says, it says, Yavoyu Nachal Eshkol without a Vav. It was called Eshkol, not Eshkol. Vayikol HaMokim Ahul, Nachal Eshkol with a Vav. The place was called Ashkal, not Eshkol. Nachal Ashkal. Yavoyu Nachal Ashkal. But the kasha is be'etzim all the mefarshim shtei. What is the pshat in Chet HaMerag? So the famous Chofetz Chaim. I will start with a famous word that everyone says. The pasuk says that the meraglim come back and they say, "V'gam bnei onok ro'inu shom." Vaniya ve'enenu kechagovim v'cheinu inu be'enayim. Vaniya ve'enenu kechagovim, we were like little bugs. V'cheinu inu be'enayim. They looked on us like little bugs. It's a mod nazach. Vaniya ve'enenu kechagovim v'cheinu inu be'enayim. Same thing. We look like bugs and they saw that we look like bugs. Sarashi that is a meforesh shtalzane. Medresh agode. Shomanu oisomoimrim. Chagovim yesh bekerem shenirim ke'anoshim. What Rashi comes to answer. You think, maybe we have imaginations, we look so small. No, also they thought that we're very, very small. V'anir b'neinu ke'chagovim v'chenayinu b'neinu. Then they tried to say, you know, we're so small, we look so small, we look so big. We look so small, and I don't think we also felt it. Shomano yisama imrim. Chagovim yesh bekerem shenirim ke'anoshim. Rashi means. So people stop. Rashi means, how we know that this is the way they taught. So this is what Rashi means to say Shemano. It's about Rashi. Rashi means Lomdus. What is the Kfeles HaPosuk? How we know V'chein Ha'inu Be'inayim? What is the Nafkemine? But the Velt says I'm the Revel. Vot. Why? Ha'inu Be'inayim Kechagovim? V'aniyah Be'inayinu Kechagovim? We felt nobody. V'chein Ha'inu Be'inayim. So this is the reason they looked at it like that. If we would not feel like Chagovim, they would not look at us like Chagovim. When the Meraglim came the second time, Kipochad Kolam, Kinofal Pachdechem, when they came to Yeshua. If we feel, say Alamo, Rabbi Kiva went to learn for 24 years, he comes back, his wife pushes, she wants to see him, the Talmidim want to push this lady, he doesn't leave a liver. Shali v'shalochem shalom. A lot of people finish the Sefer. Shali v'shalochem shalom. When the Rabbi Akiva says it, he means it. Well, everything belongs to his wife. What is the Shaychus? She sent him to learn. Morning he came, all the kids laughed on him. Second day everyone laughed on him. Third day everyone laughed on him. Shali v'shalochem shalom. The Torah says, Rabbi Akiva went to Cheder, everyone laughed on him. He don't know Aleph, he don't know Beis. He doesn't know how to draw bags. But they laughed on him, yeah? He went to play with kids. He was 40 years old, sitting in a cheder with 3 years old kids. I'm sure they were playing. That's his dog. What kept him going? His wife, she was the daughter of the richest person in the world. She could have had a palace. She left everything to live with him in a little house, in a little tent, and straw, because she believes that one day he'll be the God Lado. She's not Stama lady, she's not Stama girl. She has everything for her. Her father's the God Lado. Her father's the richest person, she can get everything. Because she believes in him. So that gave him the energy. Ah, if she believes in me, I could make it. So the whole 22-4 years that he was there, she said that he could make it. So he knew that he could make it. Shili v'shaloch. If you feel important, you are important. Chafetz Chaim explains what was the Chet HaMeraglim. Chafetz Chaim says that people think that v'chol yochid v'yochid hu meragel v'gam lonu yesh et Chet HaMeraglim. As he says to Chafetz Chaim. So what happened to the Meraglim? There were Anoshim Gdoilim. They came to Eretz Yisrael, they saw giants. What they said? We can't fight giants? I'm asking you, Avigdor, if you will see a huge giant, you'll be scared from him? Hashem will take care of you. You will not be scared. You'll be scared. No, Hashem said it'll be okay. So why are you scared? Hashem said, if you sit and learn, you don't have to have dagei parnosa. So some guys leave koilon. What is the answer? But Hashem said, that's okay. Why are they nervous? Why are they nervous? Wake up, you'll not be tired. So why he stays in bed? Why is he nervous? So Prat is, if someone learns, k'moshet tzorich, Hashem will take care of it. I'm not holding there. I'm not in the madrege. Meraglim said the same thing. Furchat ha'egel, given Moshe Rabbeinu. We're in a lower madrege today. There's no way to do it. There's no chance to do it. Efes ki azom. Eretz Yechel is Yeshver. But Hashem doesn't know that it's Eretz. Yeah, it's a terrible country. Tzadikim Gmurim could survive there. We're not Tzadikim Gmurim. Look what is happening here. Kivrei Satavo. There's no chance that we'll make it. It will never happen. This was the Yisrael of the Chet HaMeraglim. This was the Yisrael of the Chet HaMeraglim. And Kolev answers them, Im Chofetz Hashem La'amiteinu, He will not bring us to Eretz Yisrael. If Hashem doesn't think that you could make it in this world, He will not create you. He created every year, La'avod es Hashem Yomam V'Lailo. If you can't do it, you would leave the world. If you're here, you could win. And he says, every person thinks, Madam Meraglim, terrible people, you know. How much a pele Meraglim? He says, if you would be the Meraglim, you would come back with the same answer. Ve'horaye, you don't manage to fight, you're in Israel. Why you don't manage to fight, you're in Israel? The Teretz is, says, this is the given the yesoid of the Chet HaMeraglim. So here pshat, it says, Vayalu ba-Negev, Vayovo yad chevroi, Vishom achai v'telmai b'nei anok. So Rashi, Vayalu ba-Negev, Vayovo yad chevroi, Vishom achai v'telmai, who is Vayovo? Kolev. Why he went there? Kivrei Avos. So, where's the nirmas in the pasuk? Vayalu ba-Negev, Vayovo yad chevroi, Vishom achai v'telmai, Vayovo kolev kivrei Avos. It's not even a yad. Where's Mashma in the pasuk? Where's Mashma in the pasuk? Vayover yad chevron v'shom achai v'rei v'talmai anokim. Listen to the answer. It says in Rashi in Chayesoro, Kiryas Arba. What is in Kiryas Arba? Arba anokim. Achai, talmai, v'sheshai, and their father. Four. Davar acher, arba zuges kvurim shom. Odom v'chavo, Avram v'soro, Yitzchak v'rivko, Rochel v'Leah v'Yakev, Yakev v'Leah. What does Kiryas Arba? Four giants, physical giants, and four choshevi couples. Ze le'um hazeh, this is Kiryas Arba. Stam punkas, arba miyodeh, yeah? Kiryas Arba, ze le'um hazeh. Vayovoy kolev. Vayovoy ad chevroy. It's kolev. V'shom achai v'reish. What the pasuk is coming to say? Why he went to Hebron? Because there's four giants. So he's going to Hebron to what? To see the giants? To see what is in Hebron, fakat from the giants. He says, Vayomer kisar tzilom, ki lachmeinu hem. Zag b'chof etzchaim, kolev told him, if you see a huge load of bread, you're scared from him? This is a big piece of bread, this Anokim. They're big pieces of bread. Nothing else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it? Because he wanted that when we will manage and we will win, people will see Yeshua Hashem. He wants us to see Yeshua Hashem. Person has to know, Hashem doesn't give a Nisoyen if you can't make it. If there's a Nisoyen given, you can make it. The Chet HaMeraglim is to be blind. To be blind. So a person has to know Zag B'Chofetz Chaim. Every time when it comes in life and a Nisoyen comes up, to know, even when the sign comes up, to look at it in the right way. Now, there's a famous shaila I ask every time. The fruits in Eretz Yisrael, Bezman de Meraglim, all of the fruits were big in Eretz Yisrael, the size, but only the fruits in Nachal Eshkol. All the fruits were so giant, or Pum, they found one big giant. Like, all the people were Anokim, only four big giants were there. So, Nachal Eshkol, all the grapes were so big or not. So the Velt has a mistake. Everyone thinks that all the grapes were big. I have a right that it's a mistake. Why? If all the grapes were big, why do they have to schlep from Nachal Eshkol grapes still out of Eretz Yisrael? Near the border, find that person, take it. Then Chevron, you know where's Chevron? Chevron is where's Chevron, yeah? Then Midbar Sinai, yeah? The last easiest grapes to get from Chevron to schlep 12 people, 8 people schlepping grapes. I know there's a lot of kashas, because the giants say, Anoshim kechagovim they see in the Keren. Well, there's a lot of time people walking around in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, I'm not saying, there's a lot of kashas. If everyone else was so small, and only 4 people were big, so what they saw, they see chagovim? But everyone else was so small there. Yeah, I don't know exactly. But the kasha is, if everything was big, so what? We have a machlekes, what is shir kezayis? If you go lefi, what is today kezayis? Or lefi what? Zman matan teira, right? Zman matan teira lefi Eretz Yisrael. So kezayis has to be like this. Chvashtenish. Mimon epshach. The teira gave shir kezayis. How you measure the shir kezayis that the teira gave? If you measure the feet today, so unfortunately, you measure the feet matan teir. Matan teir lefi Eretz Yisrael. 5 days was normal zayisim. So I saw the chizkuni and the parsha shtels on it. I don't know. I don't, you go away for Shabbos. I ask the people to eat it. What is the pshat? Say, the Velt thinks that all the fruits were big. Chizkuni shteit chas v'shom. Only these fruits were big. Avada was a lot of big things. Avada is larger. But these grapes were not the pshat that all over they had. This is another raya. Klai Yisrael were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Mitzrayim was their country, right? If they had not saw such strange fruits, no one import these fruits to Mitzrayim? No one knew in the whole world that such fruits in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim was the king. They had everything. They import China, they import marble. They came with a Zeh period. Everyone knows that Eretz Yisrael is tremendous fruit. Talented people didn't know about it. You could have gotten Epis. Oh,